linebacker position. That's another you guys feel is a potential need for the Patriots.
Yeah, so the I will say off-the-line linebacker. So that's Dante Hightower, Landon Roberts, sixth-round pick last year out of Houston, Shea McClellan, Kyle Van Noy. You know, that's four players, but you're always looking to layer the depth chart.
Yeah, and this year's class is actually really strong in terms of the depth. I don't think many, there would be a couple that go in the first round, but I think we're going to see a run in the second, third, fourth round. I've watched the tape of Jared Davis from Florida, and there's this other guy making a whole bunch of plays, Alex Anzalone. He's 6'3", 241 pounds, and everyone thought, well, maybe he's kind of stiff and not a great athlete. Goes to the combine, has great workout numbers. Runs a 4.62 at over 240 pounds.
He looks little.
He's 6'3 and 241 pounds. Yeah. So he has shoulder injuries and could drop a bit, and maybe you take advantage of a player who played at a second, third-round level dropping to the fourth round if he's available at that spot. Another guy from Northwestern, Anthony Walker Jr., is an underclassman who came out early. I think his best football is ahead of him. He's almost 6'1", 238 pounds, runs in the 4.6s, has that speed, and 227 tackles, 26 and a half tackles for loss the last few years at Northwestern.
The one thing I'd say about playing linebacker for the Patriots, that I think in just playing linebacker period in football, it's a position where freelancing is as instinctual as running to these players. You just get, you know, the play develops, and you think you've got a free run at someone, or you think you can chase a guy down, you think you've got the angle here. Patriots, not for them. You have an assignment, and there's a reason why you drew it up and repped it throughout the week and week and week. So some of these guys that might make these flash plays might pile up a million tackles. If you're not tough, if you're not disciplined, and you're not willing to do what the assignment is asked, whatever it is asked of you, it's going to be hard to be a linebacker for a long time in this system.
When Teddy Bruschi first came to ESPN, I asked him, usually just try to pick guys' brains and sit down and watch tape with him, I asked him, just like I asked most people, what's the most important part of playing the linebacker position in his case? And he said, especially in our system, it was take-on skills. You've got to be able to take a Polaroid picture right before you're going to make contact with the lead blocker and then use that instinct, whether you're going to take on with your shoulder, your hands, however you're going to do it, to know where the guy's going to be after about a half a second of contact, because I'm going to get in this guy's pads, I'm going to get rid of him, and I better know, is he going to bounce to the right or to the left off of the blocker? He's like, that's what I developed with Bill over the years, is my take-on skills, and it's something that I'm sure the Patriots look at a lot when they're evaluating linebackers, and if they draft a linebacker in the third, fourth round, my guess is that it'll be a player that's really instinctive and has the ability to take on and discard blocks in a hurry.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.